Remember the 5th of November. How can I forget? The 5th of November was always my late mother's birthday. And we would have massive parties, inviting around all the friends. We lived in a caravan for most of the better years of my childhood. Kind of a mobile home, if I'm totally honest. Rabbits and goats and chickens and your kind of semi-self-sufficient hippie lifestyle. Dad would work maybe a couple of days a month as a supply teacher to make sure we could get hold of the things that selling bags of goat's milk couldn't cater for. But November the 5th, I think I used to look forward to that more than the summer holidays. We'd have big, massive pots of chilli and potatoes cooking in the fire and flapjacks as far as the eye could see. And we converted some of the outbuildings on this acre of land that we had into kind of a bar, and it would be a bit of a competition between friends and relatives who could bring the biggest firework, and it was always won out by Bob, the Iranian businessman who would bring round something that looked like it needed to be licensed, or at least we needed to call air traffic control because we weren't that far from. We were in the woods down the bottom of a bridle path, but you could see the land and lights of aircraft coming into Coventry on a clear night. Seems like a clear night here at the moment. Large moon in the sky. Just walking the dog before heading into London. This time last year, I think I was a little bit more, I don't want to say sad. I wasn't so much sad. I was just missing my mum, I guess. So went away, spent it bushcrafting. Just didn't really want to recognise the day as such. Fireworks were always a celebration of my mum's birthday. Tonight, I'll be in London. Hopefully catching up with some good friends. And who knows, may get to see the fireworks over the city. It's funny, having all those parties as a kid, and we had three dogs. Bess, which I think was short, was Elizabeth, a brown border collie. Gwinty, proper working dog border collie. Gwinty means the wind in Wales. And Scampi, a rat-catching Jack Russell who worked hard and grumbled at just about everything, miserable little sod. And today I'm not sad, I'm just pensive and pondering. Too tired to be sad. Another night with very little sleep. As the lad is teething, and it seems like the single most painful thing he has been through in his very short life. 7 months old now, and don't have the heart to tell him that these teeth that he's pushing through his gums, and his cheeks are red raw, and he's got a temperature, and well, they're not going to be there for long, they're going to fall out, and he's going to have to use some other ones. So all that pain. Right, I'm going to trudge back up this dewy, thistle, speckled incline across the road, bath myself in coffee, and then commence a slightly earlier journey than expected. A journey than expected into London. I'm getting a lift half of the way. More than half the way, finishing up on the train. Maybe I'll see you guys later. Maybe in real time, maybe online. Take care.